This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Hey, welcome back. We kick off the 3 o'clock hour. 3:01 is the time. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. San Diego's number one sports talk station. Going to get into the Daily Gambit here in a moment, including a couple of picks on the beginning of Scraby's favorite event each and every year on the sporting calendar. That's right. The NBA Cup.
That's right, baby.
Starts tonight.
Isn't it only one year in?
It's the second year, but you've railed against it enough to make it seem like you've hated it for a lifetime.
I do.
The champs are back.
The NBA Cup. Yeah, the Lakers.
How's
defending
that banner
champions.
Doing?
It's doing well, actually.
Okay, it's up
good.
There.
It's one of one.
It's the only one that there exists right now.
What, do you have to play like 4 games to get that banner?
Something like that.
That's insane.
They had to play 5.
5 games. Don't short us.
Yes, don't short.
And none of those stats count, right?
No, they do. One, the regular season, the last game doesn't count.
The last game
the championship
count.
Game of the NBA Cup, you could score 90 points. It would never go on your record.
Like it never existed.
Yeah. Silver Sluggers are about to be given out, guys.
Silver Sluggers are about to be given out.
Yes. Before we get to the Silver Sluggers, though, let me add that we talked about the award finalists in the last segment, and we got on a Paul Skeens heater. Just ran out of time. Congratulating Mr. Schilt, Mike Schilt,
being
a finalist for the Manager of the Year award, along with Pat Murphy of the Braves, who I think is going to be a slight favorite here.
Oh, we did get on his schemes.
Yeah,
we didn't even talk about the rest of the award.
And Carlos Mendoza of the Mets. I hate to say this, but I look at this, you know, from where I sit, and I feel like Schilt is a close third. To these two guys.
I think he's second.
Well, I think he should be second, but I think Mendoza, again, they're not supposed to factor in what happened in the playoffs, right? You're supposed to turn in your ballot before then.
But if
that postseason sneaks in there, then Mendoza picks up something. But
I think
maybe Schilt will finish second, but Pat Murphy's probably going to win it because he won the division. Although Schilt had the same number of wins.
Mets still had the higher payroll, though, didn't they?
The Brew Crew?
No, the Mets.
The Mets had highest payroll,
Yeah.
So I always feel like
that goes against you. That's why, you know, Dave Roberts can never really be involved.
He's not
in
even
game,
considered. He's never considered.
They're spending too much money. Padres had to drop.
Yeah.
So that's my reasoning for him at least finishing second.
I'd be more than happy to give the award to Mike Schilt. But I think he's going to come up a little short. But he is a finalist as well. Those are the two Padre finalists for the Manager of the Year, Rookie of the Year. The MVP, you know it's going to be Shohei, although Lindor and Ketel Marte provide...
I can't wait to see the cases for
running
Lindor be made as we get closer and closer to the
MVP.
Yeah.
Lindor... Played a lot. Played defense.
He played every day.
There's going to be something about that, but I can't see them overlooking a 50-50 season.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard, Chris.
And Scraby, if you're rooting against Paul Skeens, then look no further than the NL Cy Young Award. I can't imagine him beating out Chris Sale for that.
No, he's likely going to win.
Zach Wheeler is the other finalist.
Did you guys see that Emmanuel Clase was also
first reliever to be a finalist since Trevor?
Ah, Trevor Hoffman.
18 years ago. Trevor in 2006 was a finalist, or right? I don't think they named finalists then, but he was in the top three of the balloting. Class A is there for a chance to win the American League Cy Young with Seth Lugo. Yes, I know. And Tariq Skubal, who's probably the favorite.
Scraby, you're about to get messy, I feel like. Where are you about to go with the Class A thing?
Oh, well, in the Skeens internet stuff, when people started coming after me, Pirates fans, they were like, hey, are you cool with the Class A being up for Cy Young? Absolutely.
He was
guy pitched a whole year, second most saves, had a whip and an ERA less than 0.75.
And he gave up four runs all year and then gave up like 24 runs to
the
Yankees.
Playoffs. So it doesn't matter in the playoffs.
Just to the Yankees.
Yes, that doesn't count, though. So I think Class A has a chance to win, actually, because Skubal.
Yeah, I think Skubal
was. I think he's the favorite, but
I was going
to could go Class A.
I was going to say Eric Hosmer. Not in a hating fashion, but asked a question on Twitter. What statistic is it that you look at for a closer that would get you on a Cy Young list?
I don't look at saves as much as a lot of people.
I don't think you can.
But I look at four runs allowed the whole season, and I think that's pretty impressive.
I think that's certainly one of them. But I also think it depends. For a closer to get on the top three, or in this case now finalists, it wasn't always finalists, but a closer to get on there, it has to be, in my opinion, it has to be a relatively down year in terms of what you're getting starting pitching from.
It was.
Right? I mean, Seth Lugo's on there. He had
an 16 and an ERA of 3.
Even 3.
Yeah, that's not amazing.
And I think that's how a closer ultimately finds his way into a finalist position.
But he also has to have an extraordinary year.
No doubt.
And he did.
He clearly had a year for the closer ages, if you will. But yeah. Certainly in a normal Cy Young Award year where you have starters, more than one starter doing what Skubal did, basically, you're gonna have a little bit different list.
Now, back in the day, Eric Gagne won a Cy Young in 2003.
That was when he didn't give up
88 consecutive saves or something like that. Bruce Sutter won one in 1979. I'm going way back now.
Mark Davis won one
with the Cubs. Mark Davis won one with the Padres. Thank you, Tony. 1989. Yeah. So relievers have won the Cy Young Award. Willie Hernandez, 1984 for Detroit, won the Cy Young. And I think he was also the MVP that year. A reliever. MVP of the league.
Now, that's rare.
That's rare, yeah. Raleigh Fingers also won a Cy Young, not with the Padres, with Milwaukee. So there have been a few.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep an eye on the Silver Slugger Awards. We'll pass those along to you here shortly, but let's play some Daily Gambit now.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Yes, we will. I have been asked the question, are we going to talk about the Silver Sluggers? As they come in, we will talk about them. Brent Rooker has won the first Silver Slugger given out so far. But
former
that's
pod.
A good start, yeah, for a Padre fan.
And the A's love
why did we
him?
Let him go? What are we thinking there?
You know, I can't
we're
say
just
that question.
Not a good organization.
I can't say that question hasn't entered the back of my head.
I'm
at
sure it's
all,
entered a lot
I'm
of people's
sure
minds.
It's entered your head for sure.
And I remember Brent Rooker coming to the Padres and going about 0-40, kind of like Anthony Rizzo did at the beginning of his career, and on he went.
We didn't make any bets on Friday because we had the weekend. You guys weren't here, so
all right.
Yeah, we have nothing to review.
All right, we have a lengthy slate.
Let's go, NBA. Open Cup,
that's
baby.
That's what I love to hear. We have a lengthy slate.
309, baby.
college basketball in town tonight. Aztecs are home to Occidental at 7 o'clock. Also, if you're into it, USD is home They're taking on Portland State. Portland State's favored by 1.5.
Ooh.
Scravey, why don't you start us off? The Toreros lost to Ryder.
Yeah.
In their opening game. I don't know if they've played since. Portland State is favored at USD.
What do you got, Scrape?
Where did you say the Aztecs were?
Aztecs
by?
Are home. They're not on the board because they're playing a Division
II
team.
Okay, got it. Okay,
no State. Spread on the Aztec game.
Portland State minus 1.5 over USD.
Correct.
I got to think that lost a Ryder motivated
fire
them.
Under them.
But
lit
I'm going to choose.
Under them,
I'm going to choose Portland State. Yeah, anyway.
But not enough to pick them, huh?
I was stunned.
Just a flame.
Stunned when I saw.
Stunned that they
Ryder
lost
won.
To Ryder.
Yes.
All right. The what were they? The Bronx.
Yes.
I'll go with USD. I think I'm throwing bad money after bad money, but I'm going to stick with Steve Lavin.
Who are they playing again?
Portland State.
Good old Portland State. I believe they're the Vikings, Tony.
Give me the Vikings.
Take the Vikes.
Vikes.
Port State. You guys are giving 1.5 now. Keep that in mind.
I don't care.
UCSD is home to Sac State. Sacramento
Ooh.
State. UCSD is favored by a Bill Whopping. 12.5.
Bill Whopping.
I was impressed with UCSD. I don't know a lot about Sac State, so I'll take the Tritons here. Eric Olson, good coach up there. Doing a nice job. Tony?
Yeah, I'll take the Tritons on this one.
Also the Tritons. Scrape.
Sac State, I played at their field one time back in the day when it was like actual AstroTurf.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why I'm bringing this up.
As opposed to actual what?
No, like the old school AstroTurf.
Oh, right. Okay.
The Hornets, by the way, lost to...
The Hornets, that's what it was.
They lost at Fresno State Friday in their opening game, if that means anything to you.
I'm going to go UCSD.
All of us going with the Tritons there. All right, on to some big-time college basketball tonight. Top-ranked Kansas minus 6.5 against Michigan State. This is one of those, tournaments where they bring all four teams in and they play basically so ESPN can make a bunch of money. And they never invite anybody but Kansas, Michigan State, Duke, and Kentucky. And those are the four teams playing. First one is Kansas minus 6.5, Michigan State, Tony. Neutral court. Kansas number one in the nation.
They just beat North Carolina at that.
They had to rally,
yeah.
But they did win.
Give
the
me
game.
Kansas.
I'm gonna go with Kansas. Scraby, 6.5.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
All right. I don't think you can ever go wrong with Izzo plus some points. So I'll take Michigan State plus the points. Duke and Kentucky. Duke's favored by 5.5. And Scraby's up first here. Kentucky does have a guy by the name of Lamont Butler on the roster.
How's he doing so far?
I think it's pretty early. I don't have any. Do you want statistics?
No.
I think I have them for you.
Okay, what are they?
Lamont Butler, 2 games. He's averaging 20 minutes and 10 points per game.
Well, that's okay.
Off to an okay start.
Getting some burn. Nice.
I'm going to go Duke, though.
You're going to take Duke anyway.
Yes.
I'll take Lamont Butler. And
you'll just take Lamont.
Yeah, I have no reason to pick Duke. So
Tucky.
Kentucky for me, Tony.
Oh,
God. 5.5 points, Duke's favored by here.
These are like real blue bloods right
blue
here.
Blue bloods.
Not a fan of either school.
Yeah, I thought
at
you
all.
Would. Yeah, more am I.
Gosh. Give me Duke.
Duke.
That, the young freshman they got, assuming he plays, is really, really
is
good.
Is that opposed to the old freshman that they have? Sorry, I had to get that in.
You got me.
All right.
You
got
me,
I
buddy.
Put this one in here for you, Scraby, because
You
love these point spreads.
Okay.
What's the kid's name?
For Duke?
Yeah.
Man, I'd have to look. I have no idea.
Cooper Flagg.
No,
oh, that's right. Yes.
Baller.
His name is Cooper Flagg?
Cooper
yes.
Flagg.
Yes.
Wow, he better
I can
be
see
a
that name
that
a bunch
name.
Over
yeah,
the
no,
weekend.
He is. When you watch him play, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, this kid can play.
I bet. All right, this is for you, Scraby. Women's USC ranked 3rd in the nation, hosting Cal State Northridge. Here's your spread. 53.5 points.
Oh, my.
I'm first. Beth Burns is still an assistant, my old friend at USC. She would never run up the score like this, would she? 53.5. I'll take CSUN. That's, I don't know. Tony, 53.5 points.
CSUN.
Also going CSUN.
It's great.
One thing about college basketball, especially women's college basketball, is there's a major gap in talent. I'm going to say USC.
Yes. Well, there must be a major talent gap if the spread is 53.5.
Yes.
On to the NBA Cup we go, and Milwaukee hosts Toronto tonight. These guys have the worst two records in basketball. Milwaukee's 2-8. Toronto's 2-9. Milwaukee's favored by 8.5 at home, Tony.
I think Milwaukee's got to pull themselves. Against Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Milwaukee's winning.
Milwaukee.
I agree with that.
Milwaukee. I think even the Lakers beat Toronto.
Twice.
Twice, yes. They beat them already?
They beat it. They were already done with their season series.
All right, I'll take Milwaukee also. This is a big spread for an NBA game. At Boston, 16 over Atlanta. Sorry, Adam Klug. They don't think much of your Hawks.
Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Anthony Santander have won. Silver Sluggers.
Silver Sluggers in the outfield,
yes,
I'm correct. Assuming.
For the American League.
All right, very good. It's your
my
Scraby.
Okay, I'm
Boston
gonna go.
Or Atlanta, 16 points.
Adam does talk about his Hawks team in not so much of an exciting light, so I'm going to say the Celtics.
Hawks are 4-7, lost to the Bulls the other night, so that can't bode too well for you. You're going what, Celtics?
Yes.
Trae Young, he gets fired up to play the Celtics, but it's not enough. I'll take
not as
Boston.
Much as he gets fired up to play the Knicks.
Yeah, gosh, he seems to always have a good game against them. Boston for me, Tony.
Yeah, I'm not picking Boston.
Atlanta, sorry. I almost wrote Boston, and then I remembered where I was. All right, finally, one NHL game tonight. We don't do a lot of hockey games, but Winnipeg and its gaudy 14-1 record goes into Madison Square Garden tonight to take on the Rangers. The Rangers, 9-3-1, are favored by 1.5 goals. Winnipeg, 14-1. I'm going to take them because I get a goal and a half. Tony? The only game they lost, Winnipeg, was the one time you picked them.
I know, and I've picked against them twice, I think, since then.
Yes.
It's proven fruitless.
Faulty.
Fruitless as well.
Yes.
I'm picking with them this time.
Winnipeg tonight.
J-E-T-S. Chos.
Yeah, right. It's the Jets in New York, but they're taking on the Rangers.
I'm going to take the Rangers.
NYR.
Yep.
Okay, we'll take a break, check some traffic. Lots more Gwen and Chris ahead. Fantabulous sports game show. It's a crazy one today. Stick around. It's coming up soon.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is breaking news from 97.3 The Fan.
Well, spoiler alert, if he's playing that, you probably figured out a couple Padres have indeed ended up on the list. They've only gotten through the outfield, and the Padres are two-thirds of that outfield in the Silver Slugger category. Jerickson Profar in left. And Action Jackson Merrill in center field. Teoscar Hernandez is is the other outfielder, of course. Jackson Merrill, Dolphin fan, apparently.
Yeah, hey, Jackson. Go ahead.
But either way, two of the three in the outfield. I don't think that's much of a surprise if you paid attention to baseball.
Yeah, they were the two of the best hitting outfielders. Here's the funny thing. I mean, how much money would you have bet on Fernando if I told you before the season that the Padres would get two of the three Silver Sluggers in the outfield?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Right?
Yeah.
Fernando is the only guy who didn't win one.
Yeah.
That's insane when you think about it from that perspective.
That likely, I mean, Teoscar Hernandez ended up having a better year. If Fernando doesn't get hurt, they could have
won them
swept
all.
Yeah,
you know what's kind of funny is that these awards, Silver Slugger, some of the other awards that have been given out already, are voted on by players. Like, Silver Sluggers are voted on by managers and coaches. They can't vote for their own player on their own team. But then the other awards are voted on by media? It doesn't make any sense. Like, the actual awards that people care about?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't always mean that. I do think coaches, managers, they generally get it right because they don't typically have some of the feelings towards players that other players may have when sometimes their judgment is clouded. But yeah, it is an interesting take. I mean, it is an interesting thing that we see in terms of the coaches picking this particular award, but media members picking the other.
Well, Teoscar got interviewed, and Jerkson and Jackson did not get interviewed. Oh. So
I wonder why. Is there a conspiracy there?
Other than the fact that they love the Dodgers? No, there is no conspiracy. The Dodgers are above everyone else.
Well, congrats to both Jerkson and Jackson Merrill. That's big time.
That is huge.
Both win Silver Slugger Awards this year. Otani was the DH in the National League, if you're wondering. Scraby already told you. Brent Rooker, former Padre, the American League DH. And the American League Silver Sluggers were who? Judge, Soto,
and Santander.
Also, two of the
three
swept on that, and that side.
That's kind of weird, huh?
How many times that's happened?
That's a good point. Santander, though, last week when I talked about free agents, there a lot of Padres fans want him, but I cautioned everyone he's going to cost a lot of money.
Switch hitter.
He was the only thing when Padres went to Baltimore. He was the only thing going at the time. He was single handedly keeping them in series.
Yeah, and then when they got to the playoffs, even he wasn't going,
right,
and they got eliminated quickly. The other baseball news today: Travis d'Arnaud lands with the Angels. I guess backup catchers, and that's what they think he's going to be. 2 years, $12 million. Man, $6 million a year. Going rate.
He's going home. He's going
home. Yes, he's
home.
A Southern California guy.
Yeah, he's a Long Beach guy.
Padres should have been in on
him. They got Ohapi, right? So
Logan Ohapi. He's a 24-year-old, 20 homers last year, is kind of the
stud. But, you know. Catchers unless your name is like Mike Piazza or somebody like that, catching projection can be.
D'Arnaud will get to play. He'll DH.
Yeah,
although they also traded for Jorge Soler already, and I would think he'd be the most of the
full-time
DH.
Soler played a lot of outfield, a little more outfield this year than he did in the past. Yeah. I will say this. It was interesting to hear the Angels GM's comments about
Perry Manassian is the Angels GM.
D'Arnaud?
No, third baseman.
About Rendon?
Rendon.
Oh, I didn't see
basically
this.
Basically said that they've already had the conversation. He's pretty much got to come in the spring training and prove that he's an everyday player this coming year. After the, three, 4 years I think that's as bad of a deal can go for either side.
on Rendon?
Yeah. He's going to have to basically come in and prove that he's an everyday guy.
Rendon and Trout are going to make $75 million combined this year. I imagine that's about equal. I mean, that's how much Rendon's getting.
He's making
over
$38 million this year.
So he's making 38. Trout's making 37. That means Rendon's making more than
Trout.
The Angels are a solid organization, and only a solid organization would also go out and sign Kyle Hendricks.
You know what the Angels love, though? Is he's only got two more years, Rendon, with the on his contract.
They love that?
You love that?
Well, because they want to get
38?
Out of this. So it's 38-38.
Man.
So they have $76 million roughly to get through, and then they can You know, it's like us when, you know, when I paid off a car, I'm like, I have that money back. This is great.
I'm joking, but you know what that means?
What?
Time for Anthony Rendon to go off for the next 2 years. Joking, but not joking.
I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden he's hitting 30 home runs again.
He's back to the national production. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Can Lindor, I mean, he's doing his interview. Lindor won a Silver Slugger, and
from
so did
Bobby
Wood Jr. From his phone at like some restaurant.
Well, they interrupted family time, man. He's
got a whole offseason of family time.
Well, he happened to be at dinner. He can't wait around for the Louisville Sluggers to be announced. He got stuff he got to do.
Do you know how many home runs Rendon hit last year for
two.
The Angels? But zero. This guy,
what?
In 5 years for the Angels. 5 years, hit 22 home runs in 5 years. He hit 34 the year they signed him as a free agent for Washington. That
wow.
is one of the worst signings of all time.
Yeah, that's certainly going down that way right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
And
the
crazy part, there's still 2 years left. It can get worse.
I would caution people who complain about Xander Bogaerts contracts because you could have Anthony Rendon. At least Bogaerts is playing and...
Contributing from yes. time to time.
Yeah, I didn't know where to go with that one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to break. On the other side, are we doing a Fantabulous today?
It's going to, I don't know if it's going to qualify as Fantabulous, but it is going to be a game show.
Is it a pop
show?
Quiz?
It's going to be a game
just
show.
Just a game show.
Okay.
Indeed. On the other side, Borgwood and Chris.
This is breaking news from 97.3, The Fan.
That's right. They keep announcing the Major League Baseball Silver Slugger Award winners, and the Padres keep winning Silver Slugger Awards. Third base, Manny Machado, for the second time in his career, is a Silver Slugger winner. You just tuned in. Manny joins previously announced winners today, Jackson Merrill and Jurickson Profar. So... the National League, so far, they've only announced six winners. Three of them are Padres. The other third baseman in the American League, as and most would expect, Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Guardians. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris, 3:36 the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby with his arm up.
I have a question, because the Padres just sent out a tweet. When did this happen? Maybe 2 minutes ago. With only three Silver Sluggers on it, our Sluggers got their silver. Does that mean Luis Arraez is not going to get... how do you win the batting title but not get a Silver Slugger?
Well, he's a DH, mostly, and Shohei Ohtani is also
in that,
a DH.
Category there, buddy.
He wouldn't be considered like a first... I guess he's not an everyday first baseman. All right, yeah. There you go.
Who wouldn't be considered a first baseman?
Luis Arraez.
Bro, how many times has Luis played like a handful of times at first base?
Okay, so
like.
okay, don't yell at me.
I didn't yell.
I forgot about Shohei Ohtani.
Almost whispered.
I forgot about Shohei Ohtani for a second, so that makes sense.
Okay. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine. It's in Coronado. It's in La Jolla. Dining, takeout options, catering. Visit Spiro's Cuisine. .com.
Chris, I know you got something, but I want to get this
yes,
in real
sir.
Quick. Just a guess. If you two had to guess, mm-hmm. what do you think it'd cost to fix the Rays stadium?
$55 million.
Ding, 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 ding.
Good therefore, guess, great boy. You're on top of this stuff.
I'm an insurance adjuster in my off time.
Therefore, there will not be any games there this year, and
the whole year.
Yes, they will not. It will not be ready.
I heard that they weren't going to be ready. I didn't know they're going to the whole season.
Yeah, it looks like. It'll be ready in 26.
Are they going to play in Montreal?
Good question.
That's what people kind of are hinting.
This is going to be the new Major League Baseball problem. You got a team in Sacramento, and you have a floating team right now that doesn't really have a home. Both of those teams, unfortunately, reside in the American League. So all of the American League teams are going to experience this at some point. We fully expect that at least in the first month or so, Sacramento is going to be absolute chaos.
And you're going there.
I'm going there the first series of the year, for a first home series
first,
of the year.
Yep, that's right. Padres will be in Sacramento early next season.
At least you're not going to have to battle the 110-degree heat.
I was thinking that. Like, it'll be decent there.
I grew up in the Bay Area. Sacramento was only an hour away. We went up there as kids.
Listen,
it's
hot.
As a triple A player, loved it. It's good city to go to.
You get to play at night.
Get to play at night. It's in Cali. But this is a different deal.
Did you venture out at all to Davis, California, where I was last week?
I did not.
You missed out.
Very
out. I'm telling you,
very far.
Did you go to missed out?
Did you go to Nugget, which is the grocery store at UC Davis? I always go to for sandwiches.
You're right. I usually do some shopping when I'm on the road.
No. They have great
some
sandwiches
milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies
at Nugget.
Yes.
Why do you tell me after I'm home? Why don't you tell me before I go?
Because I didn't really think about it.
You have his schedule, so you can't say that you don't know that he's there.
That's right.
That is true. I will keep telling you about places after you get back.
Let's check some traffic. Pay attention, because Kelly Dana can be funny sometimes, and then we'll get into the Fantabulous Sports Game Show today.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, guys, I'm torn. I have either this crazy, absurd, I don't even know that you'll get more than two or three right category.
Tony, how am I? I've never heard him so worried about a topic. Or, he's been trying to tell us this all
I know.
Day.
Or I came up with just a normal sports one. I'm going to leave it up to you guys.
Scraper, you know if you want to have a chance to win this, you probably should
take the goofy one?
Yeah.
I was going to go goofy anyway.
Okay, let's go goofy then.
Oh, he has to go into his file cabinet.
To go file and find it. All right, here we go.
He doesn't want to do this.
I don't. I've been wanting to do this for a while.
He is very meticulous about these type of deals, and I don't know that we've ever forced him to do one that he wasn't good
comfortable with. So. I must have been comfortable enough to print it out a month and a half ago, but I haven't been comfortable enough to go with it. We'll see how you guys do. I think it's kind of crazy. But, we don't always do sports in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, and that'll be the case today now, guys. Since you picked the crazy category, there are 20 correct answers. First person to 11, if either of you get that far, is going to win. Three strikes and you're out if you give a wrong answer. You will rotate trying to give correct answers. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Sorry.
According to the American Kennel Society, these are the top 20 dog breeds in the United States for 2024.
Wow.
You guys wanted it. You got it. The 20 most popular dog breeds.
What a stupid move.
Yeah. You guys want to do the other one?
No.
Let's give this a shot?
Let's do this. Scravy should win this.
He might not. I'll tell you one thing. I was surprised, beyond surprised, at what was number one. But that's not your trivia
question. What are we calling this, top dog?
These are the top most popular dog breeds in the United States.
Why do you need
most
to know these?
For 2024. Because he's got to go look it up.
Notes.
Put it in his notes. Why do you need to know? Scrappy just thinks he's being cheated all the time. It's so funny. I guess Tony didn't cheat last week when you won.
Right.
I mean, if he cheated, he'd win every time.
He has to give up some games so that it doesn't get too suspect.
All right. All right, Tony, you have the option to go first since Scrappy won last time.
Now, can we ask this? Are they like mixed breeds, or is it just?
I can't. You can ask me. You can ask me whatever you want, but I just have the 20 listed here. I've heard of honestly, I've heard of maybe 16 of these, but there's a few of them that completely are outlandish to me that I don't even know what the hell they are. So I'll give you, as good a credit as I can, and we'll go for it. I think maybe the people out there might have some fun with this. Top 20 dog breeds, most popular. Tony, what you got?
Labrador.
Labrador Retriever is number two. And apparently, because I read up on it before I printed it out, the Labrador Retriever has been number one for years and years and years.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And it just got passed.
Oh, I know what it is.
Scraby, what do you got for your first popular dog breed choice?
I'm going to go with another Retriever. The Golden.
The Golden Retriever's Retriever. Third. So you got number two and number three. You guys are better at this than you thought.
I go to the dog park. I ask lots of questions about breeds.
Well, maybe you wouldn't.
No, you don't. We hear all your conversations at the dog park. None of it has to do with breeds.
It's mostly it has to do with it's boring.
Some conspiracy theory.
That's right.
How about this one?
Okay.
Golden Doodle.
Golden Doodle.
See, this is where, yeah.
I'm looking.
He's going to say you're right.
Nope.
He's not.
I do not see the Golden Doodle.
Okay, so these are pure breeds.
Tony got a strike. Sorry about that, Tony.
Sorry.
No Golden Doodle.
I have low expectations for this one.
Yes, I know you do. In the top 20. All right, Scraby, top 20 most popular dog breeds today.
For some reason, I know a lot of people with French Bulldogs.
French Bulldog.
That's a good one. I'm going to go French Bulldog.
Number one.
Wow. I see. That doesn't surprise me.
It's the most popular dog breed in the United States now. A French Bulldog. I would have never got that in a million years. I could have guessed for like 2 days straight and not came up with that. But
French Bulldogs are cute.
It's according to the American Kennel Society before anybody looks something else up and says,
Write that down.
Oh, bad.
Tony, give me a dog.
German Shepherd.
Number four.
Oh, that's a good one.
You guys are killing it. You guys have got the top four in your first four guesses. Very good. German Shepherd's number four. We're tied at two. I want to say that most of these you've heard of. There's a couple that are a little crazy here that I, you know, are off the charts. But most of these you've heard of. All right, Mr. Scraby, in a 2-2 tie, Tony has a strike.
Well, my little guy is half Golden Retriever and half Husky.
Half Husky?
Correct.
I'm going to say Husky.
You're going with a Husky.
Okay. Yeah.
Husky is a negative.
Wow.
Not in the top 20. Sorry about that.
I see a lot of Huskies.
Yeah, well, the American Kennel Society did not recognize them. Now, I don't have the whole list in front of me. Maybe they're 21st.
I just printed out the top 20. They're not
20.
On the list. So.
No, they're not. All right, so we're back even here, Tony. You're back in the hunt here, 2-2. Both of you have a strike.
One of your favorite dog breeds here, huh?
Rottweiler.
Ah.
You know who loved the Rottweiler, like, to no end? John Madden.
Yes, really?
He used to talk about Rottweilers on the air.
That's insane.
I know. He used to go, oh, the Rottweiler's the greatest dog of all time. Number seven on the list as well. Rottweiler's correct. Tony takes a 3-2 lead. Scraby, both of you have a strike.
Let's go, Scrabe.
15 correct answers remaining here on the great dog list. I hope to you guys out there, this is not a dog of a category.
Oh, hey.
Hey. All right, Scrabe.
Let's go with Yorkshire Terrier.
Yorkshire Terrier.
Yorkie Terrier.
Yeah. You're not even messing around. You're getting the whole thing.
The whole shebang.
I would have given you credit for just Terrier, but Yorkshire Terrier is correct. Very good. They're number 13.
Yorkie
on
for
the
sure,
list.
Everybody.
Yorkie. Very good, Scrabe.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, 3-3. And one strike apiece. You guys have already done better than
happen?
I expected. What?
Nothing.
I know. Those things happen.
They do happen from time to time.
Yes, it does. Tony, what do you got? You got another one?
I got one.
You're searching.
What do you guys think of? How about a poodle?
A poodle. Poodle should be there.
Yeah.
Poodles are cool. Man. Number five. Poodle. Still up there. All right. Tony's leading 4-3. I think you've got four more than you thought you were going to get, Tony.
There's no doubt.
Scraby's got three. And you're looking to tie it back up here, Scrabe.
What about just a normal bulldog?
A normal, everyday,
I was gonna use that.
Good old bulldog. How about a Georgia bulldog? Number six, bulldog. So,
nice.
For two guys that, well, Tony claimed to know nothing, Scraby thought he knew. You guys have hit all of the top seven. That's pretty good.
It gets weird after this, though.
It's getting a little weirder.
Because you got specialized dogs, and I have no idea.
I got to tell you, most of these are
purebreds.
Yes, there's not a lot of... No, there's no combinations that I see here. So... Tony thinks he's got one.
How about a boxer?
A boxer.
Saving that one.
What is a boxer?
You've never heard of a boxer?
I've heard of it.
They're extremely fun dogs.
Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are boxers.
Feel like they don't live as long as some of the other dogs.
They don't. My uncle's dog only lasted like 7 years.
Oh, man. That's
well, hopefully it's right before we move forward.
Is it right?
Yes, it is. Number 16, boxer. Tony Gwynn Jr. takes the lead 5-4. It's a better game than I ever anticipated. Scraby, can you tie it back up again?
What about a Cocker Spaniel?
A Cocker Spaniel.
If that's on there, dude, that's a wild one.
One of my all-time favorite dogs. I had one growing up.
Me too.
Sammy.
No
the
way.
Cocker Spaniel.
You Our had one dog named name Sammy was, too? Was named Sammy growing up too. A Cocker, Cocker Spaniel. Yes.
Well, I wonder if it was the same dog. Maybe he lived at two different places. We just didn't know.
Super weird, but maybe.
It would be super weird.
Yeah, that'd be a little crazy.
Not on the list?
Don't see a Cocker Spaniel on here, Scrape. Sorry.
Sorry, Scrape.
Two strikes for you. Tony's got a 5-4 lead. There's still 11 correct answers remaining. But even I would say these are...
What's the strike count situation?
2-1. You have two. Tony has one strike.
What did you say, a Cocker Spaniel?
I did.
He said a Cocker Spaniel. Now... You know what?
Cocker Spaniel.
No, it's not on here, but a spaniel is on here.
That's not what he said, though.
Yeah, I'm eliminating that one from competition.
I cannot stand you. I can name other spaniels if you want me to.
Not giving it to you. Tony?
This is already under protest.
I knew it would be. This is already under protest. There's nothing at stake here. You don't win money.
Are you kidding?
Anything. Well, it's a different
lot
dog.
At stake here.
It's a completely different dog.
How about a beagle?
Beagle Ooh, number 8.
Didn't even think about
you
a
You guys
beagle.
Have hit the top 8. Tony leads 6-4. Scrape.
Oh, is this going to turn away from me?
Yeah, it doesn't like you.
I see what you did, Scrape.
I didn't do anything.
You did that.
What, he turned the camera
off?
Yeah,
as I was trying to show everybody my work.
What's that? A beagle?
No, it's showing him the list. So people know he's not cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Oh, I see. All right, Scrape, you need one here to stay alive.
Pressure is on.
Yeah, this is it. Tony didn't need another one if you missed this. 10 correct answers left. I need one of the top 20 most popular dog breeds in America.
All right, what about, I had another one of these, and his name was Casper. He was a great dog, an Australian Shepherd.
Ah, pretty dog, like the blue
eyes. Yeah, he had two different color eyes.
Number 12.
Nice.
What was it again?
Australian Shepherd?
Australian Shepherd.
I would have never expected. I didn't even know what that is.
We had a mini Australian Shepherd.
6'5".
He was great. I loved him.
6'5" with one disputed answer. Tony's turn.
How about a Doberman?
Doberman.
The Pincha
is on there.
Yeah!
Wow.
Had one of those named Cinnamon. Used to chase me around the pool and try to bite me endlessly. All right, Tony 7, Scraby 5. Scraby, again, you're up against it.
What about...
You guys have 12 of the 20, though. Really good.
Ooh, this could be it. I've had this one on my list for a while. Chihuahua. Ooh.
Chihuahua. Good guess.
Taco Bell's finest.
Taco Bell's finest.
Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yo quiero.
Not on the list,
Negativo.
No!
Tony wins the dog contest today. I can't believe it.
What was your last guess?
He said a Chihuahua. Here are the ones you missed, because I know we're up against it here. Tony celebrates. You missed a German short-haired pointer. You missed, these are tough, Pembroke Welsh Corgi.
Never heard of it.
I was going to say Corgi. Would that have counted?
Yes.
Corgi would have.
But this is not. Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. Totally different from a Cocker
Spaniel.
Oh,
my grandparents had a King Charles.
Yeah. Miniature Schnauzer. A cane corso.
Ooh,
I've heard of it. Yeah, that's huge.
Lions.
Here's even bigger. Great Dane.
Yeah.
Oh, Great Dane. That many people own a Great Dane?
How about a wiener dog?
Dachshund.
Wiener dog didn't make it.
Wow.
Number 20. Got to be careful when you say these guys.
The Shih Tzu. I definitely had a Shih Tzu on my list.
Did you have that on there?
That's one of the few dogs I did have growing up.
Okay. All right. Well, it was a little more fun than I anticipated. Tony wins today's Fantabulous Dog Game Show. More Gwen and Chris coming up with Chris versus the Fans.
Stop cheering Tony getting the belt back, everybody.
At 833-288-0973 for trivia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.